As many of you know, in our country right now, we're in the middle of an opioid epidemic that continues to rip at the fabric of our society.
That's Wilmington Police Chief Ralph Evangelos as he got together with eight agencies to sign a memorandum of understanding to implement LEAD in the Wilmington area. It's in effect in a handful of other U.S. cities. Robert Childs is Executive Director of the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition.
The Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, also known as LEAD, is a pre-arrest diversion program, meaning that you don't get a record of incarceration if you're enrolled in the program. So say, for example, we identify the biggest reason they're using heroin, for example, is to self-medicate due to a mental health diagnosis, which may be untreated. Let's actually get them mental health help so then that they won't be using heroin to self-medicate.
The program was launched in Seattle in 2011. In Wilmington, 14 officers have been trained in LEAD, which will begin June 1st. Kenny House of Coastal Horizons likes the strategy.
Well, absolutely, because this LEAD model brings forces together that help people get to treatment earlier, increase public safety, engage people in recovery-oriented services sooner rather than later.
Deborah Vaculo of RHA Health Services is also on board.
Because this community is so engaged in doing something to help, to be there, to provide hope for addicts, and not only addicts, but public safety, so people can feel safer. Everybody's stepping to the plate. I'm at the meetings. There's a lot of energy. They're going to make a difference.
Wilmington becomes just the fifth city in the country to launch the program. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.